You know, it's funny. I was just thinking the other day about all the stuff we learn as kids,
Oh, yeah.
like times tables and state capitals and all that.
Right.
But what about like important life skills, like how money works or the economy even?
Yeah, that's you're right. Those are pretty important things to know.
Exactly. And it got me thinking about this kid's book series I came across called The Tuttle Twins.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's all about like economics and individual liberty and stuff
Interesting.
for kids.
Right. Makes sense though. A lot of parents are looking for, different ways to teach their kids about these things.
Yeah, for sure. Like outside of the normal school stuff.
Exactly. It's like they want to like give them a head start or something.
Yeah, totally. And that's what the Tuttle Twins is all about, I think.
Yeah.
Like breaking down these big, complicated ideas into stories that kids can get.
Makes sense. Like, what age are we talking?
I think they aim for like 5 to 11-year-olds, something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so pretty young.
Yeah, but they use these classic works by like big thinkers and stuff to do it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Like, for example, there's one, The Tuttle Twins and the Miraculous Pencil. It's based on I, Pencil, have you heard of that one?
Yeah, by Leonard Reed.
Yeah. And it's all about like explaining the free market.
Interesting. So how do they, I mean, how do they explain that to a 5-year-old?
Well, they use the journey of a pencil,
Oh,
right?
okay.
To show how, like, even though no one person knows how to make a pencil from start to finish,
Right.
the free market brings all the people and all the stuff together to make it happen.
Oh, interesting.
Like everyone doing their own thing, but it works out, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like a self-organizing system.
Yeah. It's that invisible hand thing, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
cool.
Makes you wonder, like, if a kid could get it, maybe we could all use a refresher.
Maybe so.
So, what are some of the other books?
Well, there's one called The Tuttle Twins and the Creature from Jekyll Island. It's based on G. Edward Griffin's book about the Federal
The
Reserve.
Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and like how money is created and all that.
Oh, wow. That's gonna spark some debate, I bet.
Probably.
Especially, you know, around here. Where so many people work in like industries that are affected by all those policies and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
it's
was.
important for people to understand that
Yeah.
stuff, right? If you're gonna like be informed and make good decisions.
Absolutely, especially at the local level, in places like Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Exactly. Okay, so we got the Miraculous Pencil and Creature from Jekyll Island. What else?
Well, there's another one based on Ayn Rand's work about individual rights.
Hey, Rand, wow.
Yeah, and the role of government. Gets into some pretty deep questions about like freedom versus responsibility and stuff like that.
That's pretty heady stuff for a kid's book.
Right. But I guess that's the whole idea to get them thinking about these things early.
Yeah, true. I guess, though, some people might worry that it's pushing like a certain political agenda or something.
I could see that. It definitely leans towards, free markets and limited government,
Right.
but the books also seem to encourage like critical thinking and open discussion.
Okay, so it's not like they're trying to like brainwash kids or anything.
No, I don't think so. They're more like, giving them a framework starting point. The real learning comes from the conversations they spark,
Right.
with families and communities, that sort of thing.
That makes sense. So
Yeah.
how do they actually like present these ideas to kids? Like how do you make economics fun for a 7-year-old?
Well, they use age-appropriate language, obviously, and lots of pictures, colorful illustrations, and the stories are like relatable. It's these two twins, Ethan and Emily. They go on these adventures and like learn stuff along the way.
Cute.
Yeah, it's well done. They even have workbooks and audiobooks and stuff and parent guides too to help, facilitate the learning.
Wow, so they've really thought this through, huh?
Yeah, seems like it.
That's cool. What about for like families? Anything in there that encourages parents to get involved?
Oh yeah, for sure. They have this monthly magazine, Tuttle Times.
Tuttle Times.
Yeah. It's got more stories and articles and activities, and it's all tied to like current events.
Interesting. So it's
Yeah.
like, you know, a way to keep the conversation going.
Exactly. Keeps families informed and gives them something to talk about, something meaningful.
Yeah, that's pretty valuable these days, I think.
Yeah.
Like everyone's so divided, it's nice to have something that can like bring people together, you know?
I agree.
Especially families.
Yeah.
So we got the books, the magazine, the workbooks. Anything else that makes this series stand out?
One thing I think is really unique is that they're not just trying to teach kids about economics.
Okay.
They're trying to like empower them to be active citizens.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not just theory. It's about actually applying these principles, like making a difference in their communities.
Wait, so they're encouraging kids to think and act locally?
They are. Interesting.
It is. That's kind of what we do here, right?
Kind of, yeah. I wonder how we could take those principles and apply them here.
That's a great question.
Yeah, in our community in Southeast Houston.
Yeah, in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Exactly. Something to think about, maybe. It really is interesting, you know, how like a kids' book series can spark such a big conversation.
Yeah, right. We've gone from like economic principles to education to community stuff, all from the Tuttle twins.
It's pretty wild. And this whole like empowering kids to think and act locally thing,
Yeah.
it fits in perfectly with what we do here, I
Oh,
think,
I know.
with this podcast, I mean.
Yeah, totally.
Empowering residents in, you know, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Those Tuttle twins, they're like mini versions of our listeners.
Ha ha. That's a good way to put it.
Except maybe they haven't had kolaches yet.
Well, ha ha. Good point. Maybe that's a future book. The Tuttle Twins and the Delicious Kolache Economy.
I would read that.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, how do we take these ideas, like, from the books
Yeah.
and make them work here?
In our community.
Yeah. Like, what are the real-world applications?
Well, one thing they really hit on is like how economic decisions impact our lives
Okay.
every day, you know? And that can apply to so many things locally.
Like what?
Well, take property
Oh,
taxes.
yeah. Everyone's talking about those.
Right. Big issue. But if people like really understood how they work, like how they're calculated and what they pay for,
Right.
then they could actually participate in those discussions in a meaningful way.
Yeah. Not just complain, you know.
Exactly. It's about understanding the system.
And then finding solutions that actually work.
Yeah, for everyone.
That's a good point. Okay, so property taxes, that's one. What else?
Entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one for them too.
They're always talking about free markets, right?
Yeah, and how people can like start
And that
businesses.
helps everyone, right?
Yeah.
Not just the person with the business.
Right, exactly. More jobs, more opportunities.
Especially here, right? In Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Yeah, think about it. More businesses means more jobs, which means more people spending money.
At local businesses.
Right, which then helps the whole local economy.
It's like a chain reaction, a good one.
Yeah, a positive feedback loop. And it all starts with, you know, giving people the tools and the knowledge to do it.
Like the confidence to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Man, that makes me think of all the great small businesses we already have here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like the restaurants and shops and stuff. They're so important.
They're the heart of the community.
What if we could get even more people to start businesses?
No, right.
It's exciting to think about.
Yeah, a new generation of entrepreneurs right here in our area.
Solving problems, you know, making things better.
Exactly.
Like the Tuttle Twins meets Shark Tank, but
Oh,
local.
I like it.
Okay, so property taxes, entrepreneurship, anything else?
Oh, they also talk a lot about like managing money well.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Huge, especially
But
now.
everything's so expensive, yeah.
Right. And they, you know, obviously they keep it simple for the kids,
Right.
but it's still a really important lesson for everyone.
Financial literacy.
Yeah.
But how do we apply that here
Well,
locally?
think about like all the families who are struggling.
To make ends meet, yeah.
Yeah, to pay bills, save for college, retire comfortably.
Right. That affects everyone.
It does. It really does. And the Tuttle Twins, you know, it's not like a magic solution or anything,
Yeah.
but it can at least like start the
Yeah,
conversation.
people thinking.
Yeah. And maybe encourage them to, you know, find resources to help them.
Which is great because we have a lot of those resources here,
We
right?
do. Credit unions, nonprofits, even some churches offer a program.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, here.
This is cool. It's like the Tuttle Twins is not just for kids. It's like a blueprint for like a better community.
Yeah, I like that. A stronger community, a more prosperous community.
Right here in Southeast Houston.
Yeah. And the best part is it's all about like empowering people to be part of it.
Not just waiting for someone else to fix things.
Exactly. It's about taking action.
So we're all Tuttle Twins, kinda. Just got to remember, we have the power to make things better.
I love that.
We can shape our own destinies, right?
Absolutely.
And the future of our community, too.
Exactly. And maybe, who knows, maybe this conversation will like inspire some people
Yeah.
to start something new like those Tuttle
That
Twins.
would be awesome.
Yeah, turn those ideas into action.
Okay, hold on, though.
Why?
We got to be real, right? Not everything's sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, yeah, true.
There are going to be challenges, criticisms.
Of course, there always are. No solution is perfect.
Exactly. We got to look at all sides. So, like, I know we've been talking about all the good stuff with the Tuttle twins.
Right.
But, you know, not everyone's going to love it.
Yeah.
Some people are going to, like, have some issues with it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten pretty popular.
Uh-huh.
But it's definitely had its share of criticism.
Yeah, makes sense.
Especially, you know, from people who think it's pushing a certain agenda.
Like a political agenda?
Yeah.
Hmm, like what?
Well, I mean, the whole focus on individual liberty and limited government.
Oh, right.
That's going to rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah, for sure.
They think it's too simplistic, you know.
Like it doesn't tell the whole story.
Yeah, kind of. Like a biased view of things, like history and economics.
Right, right.
Like that Jekyll Island book, for example.
Oh, yeah. The Federal Reserve one.
Right.
Some people, they don't agree with that interpretation.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not just like a cute kid series.
Right.
There's like a deeper message there.
Yeah, definitely an ideological layer.
Hmm. And that can be a problem for some people.
It can.
So like if you're a parent or a teacher.
Right.
How do you approach this series?
That's a good question.
Like, should you be worried about bias?
I think the most important thing is to use it as a starting point, you know. Oh. Not like the final word on anything.
Right.
Encourage kids to think critically, to question things.
To do their own research.
Exactly.
So it's more about like teaching them how to think.
Yeah.
Not what to think.
Exactly. It's about empowering them to form their own opinions.
Based on like, you know, facts and stuff.
Yeah.
Not just what they're told.
Exactly. And that's something we could all use a little more of these days.
For sure.
Regardless of, you know, your political beliefs.
Totally. And it all comes back to like what we're trying to do here.
With the podcast.
Yeah. Empowering people. Giving them the tools to make a difference.
In their own lives.
In their communities.
Right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Yeah. Whether it's like checking out the Tuttle twins or, you know, getting involved in local stuff.
Exactly.
The goal is to like create a community where everyone feels like they can make a difference.
A community of active, engaged citizens.
I love that.
Me too.
It's what it's all about.
So what can our listeners do?
Yeah, like right now, today.
To make a difference?
In their community.
Hmm. Well, attend a city council meeting maybe. Volunteer at a local organization.
Yeah, good one.
Or even just like start a conversation with your neighbor.
About something you care about.
Exactly. Even small things can have a big impact.
It's those Tuttle twins.
Right. They show us that anyone can make a difference.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive
into the Tuttle twins.
And how it can, you know, inspire change.
Right here in our community.
Yeah.
It's been a great conversation.
It has.
I learned a lot, and I hope our listeners did too.
Me too.
If you want to check out the Tuttle twins yourself, you can find links in the show notes.
And if you're feeling inspired to get involved locally,
yeah,
check out our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
We've got tons of resources there.
To help you make a difference.
Because we're all in this together, right?
We are.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
We'll see you next time.
Keep thinking and acting locally.